to be a pilgrim.
My name is Carol. I'm 19 years old, and I was the youngest one on this trip. So anyway, as any kind of teenager, teenagers kind of go through, like, periods of doubt. And I kind of went through my period of doubt with kind of, like, Medjugorje. And so, like, I went to Medjugorje, and I was like, okay, so let's see where this place takes me. And so the thing that did it for me, the reason I, like, actually believed it for the first time was when we saw the first visionary, was it Mariana? Mm-hmm. We saw Mariana, and she spoke with such conviction that it almost felt like Mary was talking through her. Like, I couldn't doubt a single word. She was also talking about things we take for granted, such as, like, love and not being judgmental. These are kind of, like, you know, basic concepts of our faith. And we don't, well, generally I don't really think about this. It kind of comes in, like, second nature. I've been brought up in this style, but I don't really kind of, like, sit back and think, how has my loving been today, you know? what else was I going to say? So the 7 days that we spent there, it was incomplete. It was mass, adoration, seminars. It was just, like, the complete package of faith. And I, coming back to London, it kind of feels a bit like everything seems a bit irrelevant. Like, everything we do, like, it's just, it doesn't have that kind of, like, you just want to continue from that week, just, you know, keep on praying, because, like, you kind of want to get to that level where you're as close to God as you can be, as you possibly can be. And it's a bit, I think it's a bit hard to do that in London, but, you know. Anyway, also, yeah, I think Medjugorje is the, I know I've said this a lot of times, like, to the people that I went with, but it's the most physical representation of a faith anywhere in the world, I think. I don't think there's a single place in the world where we can feel our faith, like, just feel it. Like, I've been in the Vatican before, and, like, it's nothing compared to Medjugorje. Like, so, I don't quite know what it is about that place, but it just leaves a smile on your face. And, you know, for those that haven't gone, go, because it's something you have to experience for yourselves. It's, you can't read about it. Like, it's not something you can read about or watch or on YouTube or whatever. You have to kind of, like, go and kind of, like, it's this kind of personal experience with God that, you know, does the place wonders.